hedges are a national asset and they need protection and they need the raising of awareness, not just from farmers. This is the view of Woodlands of Ireland, which is a not-for-profit company with charitable status, which raises public awareness of our native woodlands through a variety of projects. And one of them is going to be launched today, which is a national database. To tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Declan Little, ecologist and project manager with Woodlands of Ireland. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Colin.
First of all, why do hedges matter?
Well, hedges have a range of functions, have enormous value, not just in terms of biodiversity and wildlife, but also they were primarily established to provide stock proofing for cattle and sheep for livestock. Most of them created around 300 years ago during the Enclosure Acts. So they have a function as well as having visual qualities and aesthetic qualities in our landscape.
Now, the database will tell what to whom?
Well, the database will be accessible to the general public and to professionals who survey hedgerows and who manage hedgerows. So basically anyone can access the database and find out about hedgerows in their area. There are about 15 county hedgerow surveys carried out over the last 15 years and all the data from those surveys are in the database.
And that will be on a website which you can tell us about when we finish. You are concerned, it's not just about farmers, but you are obviously concerned about what farmers do to hedges. And this, what we often see is tractors going along beside a hedge and hacking away at it.
Yeah,
that gives you nightmares?
Yeah, well, it's more that hedgerows really aren't afforded much protection. They have under, we say, the Habitats Directive or the Wildlife Act. They don't. So their management really requires skillful techniques in order to ensure their long term viability and survival.
I can hear a farmer saying, "I don't have the time."
Yes, and this is the trouble with modern life. It's very difficult to get the time to manage a hedgerow properly to ensure that it will survive. Well, what we're saying is like that under, for example, the agricultural schemes like REFS and AOS, that there is an opportunity there to provide farmers with the finance to manage their hedge in a way that is far better than just flailing them.
Is this a job for every farmer? Or there is a Hedge Laying Association of Ireland. These are specialists?
These are specialists in the area of management and providing the training for people to be able to manage their hedges properly. So there is the infrastructure there in order for us to manage hedges properly. And it's a case really of providing the funding, which is there under various agricultural schemes over the years.
So it's not a matter of money, you're saying?
Not really. It's a case of a commitment, really, to put in place the finance under the environmental and the agricultural schemes in order to do it.
So as opposed to a tractor going along and doing very quickly the job of trimming a hedge, mm-hmm. what would a hedge that's managed properly look like and how would it be different?
Well, typically what's done is a hedge is laid. You cut through the stems of the hedge, you bend over the branches and you bind them together into a very formidable stock-proof barrier.
Apart from farmers, is this awareness campaign aimed at anybody else in particular that can make a difference, as opposed to most of us who just look at them?
Well, it's very important in terms of how our landscape looks. Ireland has the least wooded landscape in Europe at 1.5% in terms of woodland, but hedgerows make up another 1.5% of our landscape. So it's very important that policymakers and the general public value hedges, because for our tourist industry, for example, hedges are an important part of what people see when they come here.
All right, so if you want to know more, the place to go is where? Online?
Well, if you want to go, have a look at the website at www.biodiversityireland.ie.
All right, and that'll be live later today.
That'll be live later today. We're launching today in the Royal Irish Academy, the National Hedgerow Database.
Well, Dr. Declan Little, thank you very much for coming in to tell us about it. 9:02.